Spread it out a little bit. Spread the wealth. If you can move over a little, let people get in. Okay, I'm Chaim and I am a sexaholic. I can't believe I'm saying this, but we are up to step 12 by the grace of God. It's like, I'm really blessed. I'm really, really blessed. This workshop did the world for me. And I hope the same by you. Step 12, having had a spiritual awakening. As a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to sexaholics and practice these principles in all our affairs. So the beginning of step 12 says, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these 12 steps. This is like extremely, extremely important, what I'm going to say right now. There's a misconception in recovery that there are so many messages and there's so many ways to carry the message and there's so many different ideas of how a program works. And each person has their way of doing it, and there's different ways, and there's no cookie cutter mentality, and everybody, it is, you know, it's what fits you, and there's a lot of these cliches. It says it very simple. There's one way: having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps. Period. That's the way. That is the way. That's the way millions of people have recovered in AA. That's how tens of thousands of people have recovered in SA. And that's how there's been possibly maybe 10 million people globally recovering in all addictions. How? Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps. That's how people recovered. People were sleeping. I myself was sleeping. I was dead to the world. I couldn't see straight. Like we explained in the other steps, my pipe, my wiring that connected me to my higher power was damaged, was dirty, was gross, was horrible, was cracked, was ripped. And I needed that fixed. When that was fixed, I awakened. I had a spiritual awakening. Not as a result of making a phone call on the hour. Not as a result of coming to meetings. Not as a result of calling my sponsor and surrendering lust. Not as a result of therapy or group therapy. Not as a result of medication. Not as a result of anything else of religion. Not as a result of anything, as a result of one thing. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps. Now the way these steps I was able to incorporate it into my lives, and the millions of people were able to incorporate it into their life, and not all of a sudden filter away, and not all of a sudden just fall off the cracks, was when difficult times hit, they made that phone call. Was when they were committed to recovery, so they went to a meeting a day. Was when life became unmanageable, they were humble enough and say, hey, psychiatrist, I need medication. Was when they realized that they need some other methods other than the 12-step because they have other issues in their life that therapy is helpful for. So they went to seek outside help, a rabbi, a minister, a therapist, a doctor, a lawyer. But the recovery, the spiritual awakening, the coming out of misery, the happy, joyous, and free came as a result of these steps. There was only one way. The definition of insanity is repeating the same behaviors and expecting different results. If I knock my head in a brick wall and I keep knocking it and I'm expecting different results, I'm not getting it. That's the definition of insanity. The definition of insanity I heard from Harvey is coming, who heard from, in an AA, they have this slogan, coming to a 12-step meeting and not working the 12 steps. Coming to a 12-step fellowship and not working the 12 steps. What we were blessed to do over here together, all of us, is just a glimpse into the 12 steps. It's not. This is not the working the 12 steps. Working the 12 steps is sitting with a sponsor, pen and paper, and getting through the difficult things, finding a higher power, recognizing my powerlessness first, my unmanageability, finding a higher power, being willing to give my will to him, sitting down back and forth. What does that mean? You know, writing out my fears, taking inventory, viewing what my makeup is about, my resentments, my fears, my difficulties, my pains, my harms, you know? Telling it over to another human being and to God. Becoming willing and ready to have God remove these defects of characters, and then literally going to God and asking him to remove them. And having them removed. And then continuing through the steps and become willing and ready and writing a list of all people we have harmed and made amends to them all. And getting that burden, that shame, that guilt, that self-hatred off of my shoulders. Taking continuous inventory. Humbling myself in front of my Creator. And then getting that sixth sense. Being rocketed into a fourth dimension. Living life happy, joyous, and free above the regular people of the world. You could feel it almost, no? You could feel it. As I'm talking, you could feel like, wow, it's like climbing that like crazy mountain to the top. So it's like it's the rocketing ourselves into a different world. And you can literally feel that. And then getting to a place of conscious contact with God, asking God for the knowledge of his will and how to carry that out. The guy who sat there masturbating with his pants down, voyeuring. The guy who couldn't stay sober from one day to the next. The guy who's still till today, every once in a while, that fantasy comes in and it's like, you know, I'm done with all of this. Could have conscious contact with God, could literally sit and literally walk through pain and insanity, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps. We try to carry this message to Sexaholic and practice these principles in all our affairs. Taking all of that and being able to give it over to the next person. I am armed with a tool that is capable of curing cancer on a very high level. Not only cancer for one person, but for him, for his wife, for his children, for his employer, for his employee, for his family members. God empowered me. I could carry this message to a guy who has no way out, to a guy who's about to die, to a guy who's literally ready to give it all up. I have that power. Talking about powerless, look how powerful I became. Through the grace of God, look how powerful we all became through working these 12 steps, I have a message to carry. It is true that the moment you come to an SA meeting, you're carrying a message. It is true that by answering a phone call and making a phone call, you're carrying the SA message. But the message, the spiritual awakening, that when somebody looks at me and says, you're not that person I remember from years ago. When I look at me, and I say, Chaim, you are not the guy you were years ago. That egomaniac, that low self-esteem, that guy who just felt uncomfortable how do we say it? Irritable, discontent, restless, irritable, and discontent. That's not me today. I'm happy, joyous, and free. A little different. Restless, irritable, discontent, happy, joyous, and free. Power. Powerful. By the grace of God, one day at a time. And I could take that message and give it to somebody else. This is not something you want to miss, the big book says. This is not something you want to shy away from. And he says, what's so amazing, in the beginning of the 12th step, in the 12 and 12, the joy of living is the theme of AA's 12th step. Sometimes if you come to SA or to an AA meeting, that's not what you're seeing, the joy of living. Like if a guy is laughing too much, you get uncomfortable with that guy. You're like, quiet down. This is for pain people, for people whose lives are unmanageable. We like hell and we like very much pain. If a guy's sharing too much gratitude or he's happy, joyous, and free, we ask you please to leave our meeting. You know, you're disturbing. But if you're crying and you're emotional and you're choking and life is unmanageable, please keep talking. You're making us all very comfortable. Hello, the joy of living. The joy of living. Happy, joyous, and free. The joy of living is the theme of AA's 12th step. And action is the key word. Here we turn towards our fellow alcoholic who is still in distress. Through happiness, we turn towards another guy who is still in distress. Here we experience the kind of giving that asks no reward. Here we begin to practice all 12 steps among the program in our daily lives so that we and those about us may find emotional sobriety. Let's key in the words. We carry the message so that we give over to our fellows emotional sobriety. Keep your zipper closed and everything is good. No, it's not. Don't lie to the guy. Keep your zipper closed and life gets worse. Because the reason I ran to act out was because life sucked. And the only thing that got me some freedom was keeping my zipper open. So keep your zipper closed. Life's going to be great. No, it won't. It's going to suck. If you find emotional sobriety by getting through the 12 steps, life is going to be great. In the beginning of recovery, life sucks. It gets worse before it gets better. Don't lie to the guy. The guy's staying sober for 2 weeks. He's dying. And he's seeing everybody saying, oh, they're happy, joyous, and free. Why does life suck for me? I thought you told me if I keep my zipper closed, life's going to work out. No, it doesn't. Life sucks. There's a reason I went to porn and needed to shut my brain down on such a tense level. Because life sucked. What's so interesting is life didn't change much. I changed. And life got better. I became a different person. And my wife became a different person. I became a different person. And my children became different people. I became a different person, and God all of a sudden appears different to me. Emotional sobriety is what he says over here. So that we and those about us may find emotional sobriety. When the 12th step is seen in its full implication, it is really talking about the kind of love that has no price tag on it. This is the type of love that the program stands for. This is the type of love. It's unbelievable. In the big book, it says on when working, you know, every chapter in the big book is like basically like 2 paragraphs, 5 paragraphs, 3 pages, 2 pages. But working with others, he goes off. Pages and pages and pages. Here it is. on page, I think it's 96. 98. Burn the idea into the consciousness of every man that he can get well regardless of anyone. Burn the idea into the consciousness of every man that he can get well regardless of anyone. Regardless of his religion, regardless of his wife, regardless of his children, regardless of his financial issues, regardless of the amount of acting out he has done or hasn't done, regardless of what diseases are in his head or in his body or in his mind or in his soul, regardless of his parents, his lack of parents, regardless, burn the idea into the consciousness of every man that he can get well regardless of anyone. There is no excuses ever for me to act out again in my life. I remember 35 days ago, Yehuda came over to me asking me to sponsor him. And he said to me, could you sponsor? And I said, I'm too busy, so on and so forth. And I told him, but I'll get you a sponsor. There's one condition. You can never, ever act out again for 24 hours. Ever. I said, yeah, but what happens if it happens? It doesn't happen. Burn the idea into the mind of every man that he can get well. Don't tell him, yeah, it happens. What are you supposed to do? You know, you pick yourself up. You might get shot in the arm, sometimes in the leg. You might die. Yeah, not a problem. You might destroy people in the process, but you're a good man. Oh, yeah, had sex with a prostitute. Come here, let me give you a beer hug. You're doing well. No. And when I told you who that idea of like, you don't have to act out. The gimmicks are over. You saw a change in his face at that moment. 4.5 weeks later, hasn't acted out, doing his step 4, has a great sponsor, and life is getting better. Simple. Don't lie. And it gives me the strength to say, hey, this is how the program really works. It doesn't work a different way. The program really, really works. It really does. And carrying the message, the gift of watching people literally come out of the gates of hell. Taking the risk, taking the chances, even doing this 12-step workshop. There was flack in the background, noise, Chaim. Who really cares? I'm becoming happy, joyous, and free. It works. It works. The 12-step program works. And in the big book, he starts off with working with others. Practical experience shows that nothing will so much ensure immunity from drinking. Nothing will so much ensure immunity from drinking, which means nothing will give me the insurance policy of not acting out again as intensive work with other alcoholics. Not working with other alcoholics. Oh, yeah, you're struggling? Okay, I hear you. Okay, yeah, just pray to God. Take care. Bye. Boom. Oh, yeah, you want to do some step work together? Okay, I'm available for 3 minutes over here. Okay, sit down. Write it down. Intensive work with others. How do I stay sober? By intensively working with someone else. Not by God, thank you for taking me out of the gates of hell, from turning my life 360, from making me happy, joyous, and free. I have gold and diamonds to give out to the world. I became powerful in the sense that I'm powerless. I have gifts of life that I could actually take my manure and make it into fertilizer and plant other people's lives beautiful gardens. I have all that. God, now I'm a little busy. Thank you for all the gifts. I'm happy, joyous, and free, and now I'm on my way. Nothing so much ensures immunity from the first drink as intensive working with others. And that's why I need to keep coming back. I need to keep carrying the message. I need to intensively work with others. My sponsor told me that if I, in the early days when I didn't have sponsees, pray for sponsees to come over. Put yourself out there. I went over to people. I was so uncomfortable. Could I sponsor you? You don't see the message in me. I need a sponsor because I'm going to die. I need to sit down with other people and work with them because I'm going to die. I need to stay sober, so I need to sponsor you. You need to stay sober. You need to sponsor me. Intensively working with others. It's fabulous. It's fabulous. God has taken finally, and I'll end off with this. After all the pain and suffering, after all the shame and guilt, after all the horror, after all the crap, the manure that I've spewed all over the world, God takes that all, makes it into diamonds and gold and fertilizer, and allows me to hand that over to all the people in the world. Of course I'm happy, joyous, and free. You start feeling that sense of, like, who really does care about that dollar bill? Who really does care about how much money you make? I remember I had this experience. I keep saying I'm going to finish off with this, but I got to finish off with a story. A few months ago, my wife comes over to me and says, there's a therapist that reached out to her and wants to know if your husband, which is me, can I break my anonymity? Right? So basically, my wife came to me, so Chaim, you want to break your anonymity again? And I'm like, sure, you know? So I put myself out there and I get this text message from a guy. And this guy happens to be a guy who I know. So imagine this guy like dialing my number, like, oh my God, you know, my name pops up in his phone. And the reality is the guy felt comfortable enough to call me. That's the beauty. I became a different person. Years ago, nobody is going to call me. I had to think twice. I was arrogant. I was stubborn. I was egotistic. I was abusive. I was belittling. I was better than everybody and anything that came in my path. Because I was so not better than anybody that I needed to put that facade on the world. The guy called me. I was able to be there for the guy. I was able to help the guy. I was able to talk to the guy. To be able to pump myself out there to help other people. What a gift. What a gift. To be able to bring in my own brother into recovery. To be able to bring in tons of other people into recovery. To be able to be a light onto the nation, to be able to be a light onto the world, to be able to literally, where there is darkness, may I bring light. The 11th step. Where there is pain, I may bring healing. Where there's discomfort, I may bring joy, however it goes. But that's what I have the capability of doing today in my life, with everybody and anything and everything on a day-to-day basis. And you know something? Like my sponsor told me that day. You didn't make a lot of money. You saved a guy's life. You freaking saved a guy's life. On a day that you passed by a shore and you saw a guy drowning and you jumped in and saved him, would you come home and say, yeah, but I didn't make money that day? You want to be able to breathe physically. On a day-to-day basis, I'm saving people's lives. The focus is not anymore about that dollar bill. The focus is not anymore about becoming bigger than life. I am bigger than life. I don't have to become bigger than life. I became. I've arrived. And what's so amazing with everything we have accomplished and done so far in recovery, we just began. When you speak to the old-timers, I've gone to 8 different conventions, and you speak to guys with tens of years of sobriety. We're just scratching the surface. This is just the beginning. I'm 8 years sober. 8.5 years sober. This is just the beginning. Where we could get to and what we could accomplish. Finish off with the some work we could do on page 149 in the White Book. One of the greatest readings I've read. Now, I might have said this 10 times throughout the workshops, but this is another one of those greatest readings. Page 149, he tells my story. I don't know if he tells yours, he tells mine. In detail. in every way. It's really powerful. It's a few pages. It's worthwhile. If you don't understand the paragraph, just go back, read it again. And if you don't understand it, again, that's because God doesn't want you to understand it, so just move forward. You know what I mean? And do that reading. I guess we'll wrap things up in the next workshop of Wednesday. And other than that, I guess that's it. This idea of starting a new workshop in the other location or anything, if there's a group of people that come together, then I could try to do it. Yeah. At this point, we're going to stop here for a little bit. We're going to stop here for a little bit, and then we'll move on. Yeah.